The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. All right, number two, clip number two from President Biden's speech.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away. We will not bow down. I will not bow down. In a literal sense, history is watching. History is watching. Just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th, when insurrectionists stormed this very Capitol and placed a dagger to the throat of American democracy.
A dagger.
Many of you are here
on
that darkest of days.
Wow.
We all saw with our own eyes. The insurrectionists were not patriots. They'd come to stop the peaceful transfer of power, to overturn the will of the people. January 6th lies about the 2020 election and the plots to steal the election posed a great, gravest threat to U.S. democracy since the Civil War.
Wow. It's a vile party, the Democratic Party. The greatest threat to the country since the Civil War? The greatest threat is the left, which either controls him or with which he simply agrees. One of the great unarmed insurrections in the history of the world, isn't it? Where a guy walks around with, antlers? Antler horns? What were they? What did he walk around with?
Buffalo horns.
All right. Did this president tell Boris Johnson to go to Kiev and stop peace negotiations? It's pretty widely known that he did. I was quite adamant about helping Ukraine at the beginning. But the war cannot go on indefinitely. Russia will win an indefinite war. In the meantime, depleting the armaments of the West. You can't defeat Russia in a war. It's too big, and there were too many people. And he can use people like Stalin did as, what is it? Stuff you just put in a machine and grind up. Russian leaders grind up their people, whether it was under communism or proto-communism afterwards. These things need to be addressed, but the greatest threat since the Civil War was what happened on January 6th. That's the lie. That's the bigger lie. Along with all the others that his party has told, like the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and Putin. Like boys can become girls and it's okay to have 17, 18, 20-year-old girls remove their breasts if they think they're boys. And it's wonderful to, the right thing to do is to kick out from the armed forces any military person who refused to be vaccinated with what for young people constitutes far more danger than help. That's the party that's the greatest threat since the Civil War. The party that supports teaching children that America was founded in 1619, not 1776. The party that believes that two national anthems should be played at NFL games, including the Super Bowl. The list is quite long about the threat of the left to this country, most particularly freedom of speech. And he gets up there and speaks of Putin and January 6th. We continue, please.
History is watching another assault on freedom. Joining us tonight is Latoya Beasley, a social worker from Birmingham, Alabama. 14 months ago, she and her husband welcomed a baby girl thanks to the miracle of IVF. She scheduled treatments to have that second child, but the Alabama Supreme Court shut down IVF treatments across the state, unleashed by a Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade.
It's interesting. The justices were there. Was Samuel Alito there? He never attends.
Clarence Thomas wasn't there either.
Clarence Thomas wasn't there either. I think no matter who's the president, the Supreme Court justices should not be put there. It's a political event. I don't understand why. I mean, I know they want to have all three branches of government of the United States that present. I understand the idea. Next, please.
My predecessor came to office determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. He's the reason it was overturned, and he brags about it. Look at the chaos that has resulted.
How disgusting that there are people in America who think that a human fetus is human. What lowlifes in the view of the president and his party. There isn't even any debate about it. On the left, the human fetus is essentially a germ, is a pimple. I debated a man once, and I pushed him on that. And he said, finally, yeah, that's right. I regard the human fetus as a pimple. I respected his honesty. I would say that chaos ensued much more from Roe v. Wade than from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. What you do in the United States Republic, not democracy, what you do in this republic, founded to be a republic, and what you do is allow states to have its citizens determine. This is a moral question. And you don't have to be religious to believe that there is some worth to the human fetus. It isn't something that can be killed just because the woman carrying it doesn't want it. But this gives you a preview of the forthcoming election, where abortion will be used to galvanize women, especially young women, for whom there is, this is not a, by the way, this is not a compliment to women, that they don't, that so many, there are very many who are pro-life, but so many do not have any cognitive dissonance on this issue. They cannot even entertain the notion that there is some worth to what the woman is carrying if she doesn't want it. If she wants it, it is infinitely precious. And if she doesn't want it, it is infinitely worthless. How does that make sense morally? Your entire worth comes from the woman who is carrying you? That is it? Society has no say in whether you are a worthless, useless, nothing, or an infinitely precious human? Society has no say. There is no middle road. There is no possibility that a woman can be wrong. They say if men got pregnant, I believe if men were pregnant, there would be massive debate among men about abortion. I do believe that. If men got pregnant. But this is what they will use for many women in this country. That is all they need to know. What is happening economically, what is happening to children. Drag queen story hours be damned. Abortion uber alles. For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.